Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, episode number 111. Great to have you with us. Thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon. So, I am but one person here in the Upstate. I am fortunate to have a platform. I appreciate every single one of you who makes listening to this show part of your afternoon. I thank you so much for doing that. I happen to think that my opinion and those of you who have also moved here as new people are valuable opinions. And they're valuable opinions because we are people not inside the bubble of this area. Okay? Every area that you live in of the country, it's kind of got a figurative bubble around it that's kind of like the Truman Show. You develop preconceived notions and you develop biases from having lived in the bubble for a period of time. I have none of those because I haven't lived here, right? And therefore, I think I bring a refreshing and unbiased perspective as somebody who hasn't yet been corrupted by having lived in said bubble. So I don't have preconceived notions. I don't have biases. And I can tell you the following. Not all, and I need to make this clear, I'm not saying this in an absolute sense, but a percentage of the Clemson fan base is sensitive as hell with a Sears Tower size capital S. Sensitive as hell. I can't even believe what happened last night. I was chatting last night. I posted something on social media last night. And if you're a listener who's not on social media, humor me. Maybe you can explain to me how this went so crazy. But here's what I said yesterday, okay? I said one sentence. 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game. And here was the response on social media. It was crazy. I mean, it is still going on. I mean, I can't even put into words my impression of that statement. I'm reading my college football magazine, all right? And I'm looking at myself, oh, what do you know? It's 2 months from the day that Clemson plays Texas A&M. 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game. Explosion in my mentions. An absolute explosion in my mentions. I started to get, oh, you're a Clemson hater, huh? You're a Clemson hater. A Clemson hater because of what? They may lose a home game 2 months from now? You got to be kidding me, man. So here's what I learned yesterday, and here's what I'd like to talk to you guys about. I said something that, in my opinion, is a factual statement, okay? I said Texas A&M is a losable game for Clemson. I then lost multiple followers on social media. Again, I get it. If you're not on social media, you might not care about that. But on both Facebook and Twitter, you have followers, and then you'll see that number go down. And I lost 5 followers immediately when I said 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game. I don't normally do this because I don't want to be that vain, but I was just curious. I'm like, wait a minute. What followers did I lose here? Okay, what followers did I lose here? You're looking surprised, Lonzo. What is the surprise here?
You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. That's a song title.
No, oh, okay.
But it's going through my head right now.
There you go. Okay, so I checked who unfollowed me, and guess what? Guess who they were? Yup, they were all Clemson fans. All Clemson fans unfollowed me because I had the nerve to say that 2 months from now, Clemson might lose a home game.
This is shocking to me because you didn't lose them after the whole Osterine thing.
No, so, I've lost 70 in the last 30 days.
Okay.
I've lost 70 followers in the last 30 days, Lonzo. It shows you kind of what you've gained and what you've lost. I've gained 215, but I've lost 70 in the last 30 days. And you know what I say? I say that's net growth, baby. I say that is absolutely positively net growth. But I would like to highlight some of the people that are so sensitive about their damn team that they need to unfollow. So Miles Cannon, Coach Cannon in Spartanburg, South Carolina, here's to you, sir. Couldn't even handle me saying South Carolina may lose a home game 2 months from today. Toes in the Sand 22, Cindy in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Shame on you, Cindy. Can't even handle me saying that Clemson could lose a home game 2 months from today. Kevin Schrock, Clemson fan. Shame on you, Kevin Schrock. Couldn't even handle me saying Clemson could lose a home game 2 months from today. It is unbelievable to me. And again, I'm not saying this about the entire Clemson fan base, but I've never seen anything like the quote-unquote cult of Clemson that I was introduced to yesterday. I heard it multiple times yesterday. People said to me, welcome to the cult of Clemson. Folks, what is the cult of Clemson? Anybody? Fry? Bueller? I mean, what is the cult of Clemson? What the hell does that mean? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. To those of you who would unfollow me because I said 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game, you've got to be kidding me. You continue living in your Truman Show reality. You continue to live in your Willy Wonka's chocolate factory type of existence, if you wish. Continue existing in your purple and orange haze. I understand and I get that before I got here, outside of this particular media outlet, there hasn't been a lot of unbiased coverage of Clemson. You've been fed homer coverage after homer coverage after homer coverage. You've not digested anything other than biased homer coverage in these parts. You never have. So it's going to take you some time to get used to my honest approach. But when you do get used to my honest approach, I really think you're going to appreciate it. I think you're going to value it. I think you're going to appreciate the fact that I'll give it to you the way that it is. But when I tell you that I lose multiple followers just because I said 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game, is that surprising to you at all? And what is the cult of Clemson? What the hell does that mean anyway? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. The Twitter is there for you at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. Mark is spelled with a C. Our Twitter policy is if you follow us, we will get to your tweets on the air during the show. And also, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo, help me out here. I am clearly lost. I don't know how this started a war on Twitter last night.
Well, I warned you when you first came here about the arrogance of the fan base. And it's not everybody. I know a lot of really cool Clemson fans. I do. They're level-headed. They realize their team's going to lose some. Their team's going to win some. But that's not the majority. The majority of the people, the outspoken people that are Clemson fans, they worship at the rock. That's where they worship. The rock that the people rub when they go down the hill. They worship there, and they will stay there. And you cannot say anything derogatory at all or any, you know, obviously I've been on the air a while and I've said that I don't like Clemson. So if I say something positive about Clemson, all they hear is negative. Once you've been labeled that, you're going to have a hard time getting rid of that label. That's all I'm saying. Once you've been labeled as anti-Clemson, you're probably going to get stuck with it.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I'm going to be real, and I'm going to know that I'm being real, and I'm going to know that I'm being honest, and they can say I'm anti-Clemson. The reality is I know that I've been at least 75-25 positive on Clemson since I've been here. I've said they have the best program in college football. I've said they're the it school with the best coach. Anybody that thinks I'm not, I'm anti-Clemson is not listening to the show. They're not listening to the show, and I invite you to do so. All right? Because this is, you've got your places where you can go to get smoke blown up your skirts about Clemson football. You've got your places where you can go, your media entities, where you can hear your purple and orange haze. Here, I'm going to be real with you. And here, I think you would appreciate that. All right? But to lose multiple followers because I said Clemson could lose a game, 2 months from yesterday is incredible. Michael Stathakis sent me a graphic yesterday, and the graphic looked as follows. Lonzo, check out this graphic. I'm not sure if you've seen it already. And Michael Stathakis said, there's rationality, logic, and perspective. And then there's this. Okay?
That's pretty accurate.
It's everyone walking in one direction, and then one person is walking towards a paw in completely and totally the other direction. And I don't get it, and I don't understand it. And people have said, people like Casey Helderman have said to me, there's sensitive people in every fan base. Folks, I've been around. My career has taken me to the territories of Florida, Florida State, Miami, Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M, LSU, Houston, and Texas Tech, not to mention Georgia Tech and UCF. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen saying Clemson could lose a home game 2 months from today and people getting so mad and so unable to digest that fact that they unfollow you, that they get upset, that they lose their cool. DB at center 1055 says, I'm disappointed in my Clemson family. Mark Ryan is pulling an old school wrestling promoter on y'all. Controversy creates cash and y'all get so upset. Most of us are from South Carolina and should understand old school wrestling promotions. Sir, what is the promotion? What exactly is the promotion? I say that Clemson could lose. You unfollow me. I then have the realization that that many Clemson fans live in a Truman Show type bubble where they can't hear anything else about purple of anything other than a purple and orange haze, or their heads explode. They can't handle it. And it's amazing they can't handle it because you're at the top of the mountain. Why are you letting anybody say anything that bothers you today? Nothing should bother you guys today. I shouldn't be able to say one word that bothers you today. You only have to say one word, scoreboard. I'm not anti-Clemson. I'm not pro-Clemson. I'm not anti-South Carolina. I'm not pro-South Carolina. I'm a Florida Gator fan. I have no skin in this game. I call it like I see it. And if I was a listener, I would appreciate the hell out of that. I don't understand you guys. Chris Marshall's a Clemson fan. He says, Mark, I agree with you. No, no argument here. Like I said, we can lose any game at any time. All games concern me. At the K-Pack says, don't pay attention to the homies. The unbiased opinion is necessary here. Forget about it. Do you, boo? Do you, boo? Also, you know, so I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yeah, I really, really do. So I don't get it. And I don't understand why this tweet now has 65,000 impressions and why everyone is going nuts about it and why it started a war on Twitter last night. I mean, if you're a part of the Clemson faction that is reasonably minded and understands and can take differing viewpoints, I commend you. If you're a part of the faction that gets mad when somebody says Clemson may lose a home game 2 months from now, that's a you problem, man. That's a you problem. You shouldn't be getting mad at something I say. You're the champions. Let's get to Brian, who's up next. Brian, thanks for the call, man. 1-844-477-3776. Brian, what the hell is meant by the cult of Clemson? What are we talking about here?
Well, how are you guys today?
Fantastic, brother. Thanks for the call.
I've been a Clemson fan for 40 years. I've never heard of the cult of Clemson, so I'm not sure about that. But I did want to address some of the stuff you were saying. I did want to make one small correction before I started. As far as sports stations in the upstate, there are still more sports stations with a South Carolina lean than a Clemson in this area.
Lonzo, agree or disagree with that?
I don't know any other stations but these, so I can't comment.
Okay. Continue, please, sir.
Okay, but I did want to say that Clemson, the fan base is rather sensitive, but I wanted to give some backstory to that, if I could. You know, in the 80s, a lot of teams, or a lot of fans, I should say, they kind of relate their life to their team. In other words, when their team is doing very well, it makes them feel good about their self. I mean, if that makes any sense. I'm not saying it's supposed to be like that. I'm just kind of stating a fact. When your team wins a national championship, it kind of makes you feel better about yourself, right or wrong. So in the 80s, Clemson actually had, under Danny Ford, some national respect. Even when they didn't have a great year, they played a lot of really good teams, really tough. They just had a kind of a national respect, and I think the fan base felt that respect. And then, of course, after the Danny Ford years, Clemson really struggled. And then, obviously, we went through when Dabo Swinney was hired, the whole Clemsoning ordeal, which made the entire fan base just an enormous chip on their shoulder. And it wasn't just the fan base. If you think back, it was Dabo Swinney as well. The whole point of him going off on Steve Spurrier after that practice was not necessarily Steve himself, but just the national media and the disrespect, the Clemsoning, when are you going to beat South Carolina? And it just, the whole fan base grew this enormous chip on their shoulder to where, they are sensitive now. That's no joke. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Sometimes I feel like I'm as big a Clemson fan as there is, and sometimes I get embarrassed at how quickly they respond in such a negative way.
Brian, especially because you're the champions. You know, a lion doesn't concern her. A tiger doesn't concern herself or himself with the opinion of a sheep, right? Why are tiger fans getting mad at anything anybody says? You know, the only thing you need to say is scoreboard, but you say these things. You say Texas A&M could beat Clemson. It starts World War III on social media. 65,000 people have viewed that tweet. Brian, can you believe that? 65,000. It's unbelievable, man. Like, why, if you're a tiger, why are you concerned with the opinion of a hedgehog? Who cares?
Like I was saying there, I mean, it's just from that right or wrong, it's that total feeling of disrespect. And it came from all over the country. I mean, really, that word Clemsoning, I don't think people understand quite how upset this fan base got over that. I mean, that was like a 5 or 6 year deal. It wasn't like, a little brief moment.
It involved your school name. And I mean, it was offensive in every step of the word. Brian, thanks so much for the call. All right. Let me just for once and for all, allow me to put forward the three main Clemson opinions since I've been here in 6 months of being here. Number one, Clemson has the best program in college football. You hear me, guys? Clemson has the best program in college football. They're the it program in college football today. There's opinion number one. Opinion number two, Clemson should have been more forthcoming with their Osterine investigation. Opinion number three, Clemson will be in for a close game when Texas A&M comes to town. Here are my three big opinions since I've arrived to this area on Clemson. Am I a guy you want to hate because of those three big opinions? Lonzo says, oh yeah, absolutely. Those are fighting words right there. Oh God, hate this guy. These are my three big opinions. You want to throw sharp pointy objects at me, that's a you problem. You guys want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Rolanzo, is that another wrestling saying?
No.
No, I don't think so. Okay. You want the truth. You can't handle the damn truth. All right, coming up next, I'm going to go after one of my own, somebody in this very building, and I'll do that next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A check on the text line. Mark, there has and is Homer coverage on your media outlet also. It's not you, but it does exist. You know, you're nodding your head, Lonzo. What is it? Well, what? I mean, like.
It's that show that comes on after us.
Homer's in what way, though? Who are they Homer's for? Clemson. Alabama?
Clemson.
Really? Really?
They have been in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your perception. Hey, Band Geek Mark. If you keep talking crap about our local team and the fans of our local team, you will lose many more fans. We get it, though. It's all about jealousy right now. Well, sir, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I looked it up today. I've actually charted it. You know, on social media, they chart that for you. In the last 30 days, I've lost 70 followers. Okay, 70 in the last 30 days. In the last 30 days, I've gained 215 followers. That's a ratio I'll take. More people want the truth than want orange and purple smoke blown up their skirts. All right? If you want that, there's a media outlet for you in the upstate. If you want honesty, if you want clear, unbiased, objective opinion, hi, my name is Mark Ryan. It's great to meet you. Fantastic to meet you. Somebody else says there's not one station in the upstate with a South Carolina lean. Not one. Not one in the Northeast Greenville County area that I can receive. I've lived here my entire life. I'll soon be 49, and that has never happened. That's what I keep hearing. There hasn't been a station with a lean. Let's see. Big Nate 710 says, Mark Ryan, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you for telling the truth, even when it comes to my dogs. Your dogs are going to be awesome. Jake from State Fromm, man. Playoff team this year. I'll be pulling like hell for my Gators to beat them.
Oh, Bulldogs. I thought it was like his actual dogs, and it was a little confusing.
No. See, I'm already in college football mode, Lonzo. I invite you to come over to this side of the table. Brandon Coley says, more USC stations in the upstate than Clemson? That caller is high on Osterine. That's the take of people chiming in. There you go. Brandon Fortner says it's probably safe to say that the Tigers have a couple hundred thousand fans out there. By the looks of social media, everyone is sensitive to something. You just happen to come across a few. Have I ever? And what was the felony that I commit here? Oh, Clemson lords of thee. The felony that I commit was saying 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game. I said that yesterday. That was July 7th, September 7th, Clemson hosts Texas A&M. Oh, my God, it is blasphemy for an unbiased observer to even suggest that Clemson could potentially fall to another top 10 team that they are playing, and a coach in Jimbo Fisher who's had great success against them. Clemson typically struggles to start the year. This is year two for Jimbo. He's got a great quarterback. He has a history of success against Clemson, and Texas A&M has a great quarterback in Kellen Mond and is going to be a whole lot better than people realize. That's why Clemson could potentially fall. But I'd remind you, I didn't pick the upset. I said it could happen, not that it would. Gun to my head today, I think Clemson gets a scare and pulls out a single score game in the fourth quarter. I think it could look a lot like last year's game. I think Texas A&M has revenge on their minds and hearts, and Clemson better be ready for that. I didn't realize that was blasphemy. Ooh, blasphemy. And people were telling me yesterday, the cult of Clemson. You're now experiencing the cult of Clemson. No idea what that means. No idea. Let's get to Billy, who's up next. Billy, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark Lonzo. Full disclaimer, obviously, I'm a South Carolina fan, and I am biased. But there's been this mentality for a long time. I grew up in the 70s, and I didn't really start watching college football until probably early 80s, middle 80s. But there's been this mentality here for a long time. They are unable to give credit where credit's due to the other team when they lose. And it seems like it has gotten much worse under Dabo. As many good things as he's done, he's one of those, well, if we do what we're supposed to do, you know, then we're going to win no matter what. And I don't understand why there's a inability to give credit to the other team when you lose, or even when they play well. Now, they seem like they give it more when they play well, but when they lose, they just do not want to give credit at all. It's all about what they did wrong. And, you know, right now they are. You're right. They're the top program in college football. There's no doubt about that. Look at how they're recruiting. Look at, you know, where they've come from the last, what, 5 years, 10 years, you could even say. Right now they are the king of college football. But like you pointed out, Mark, these things, you know, there's a time limit on these things, and it's not going to continue to last. Just enjoy the ride. Don't take everything so personal.
Of the top 15 dynasties in the history of college football, the average duration of those dynasties is 10.2 years. By my estimation, Clemson is entering year 8 of their dynasty here in 2019.
Oh, that's blasphemy in this area. That's blasphemy in this area, Mark.
God forbid. God forbid, man. Here we go. It's going to be trial by fire. I'm going to get shot behind the building, dumped to the bottom of Lake Hartwell. Cement shoes are coming my way. Tiger stripes are coming to my vehicle. Oh, dear God.
Hey,
what
Mark,
should I do?
I want you to listen to this mentality. And I don't know that this is the entire base. I know that there's – I agree with what Lonzo said. There's plenty of good people. Even within the insane people, there's some good people there. They're just insane. But I was listening to the other station while you guys wasn't on there.
I really wish you would stop doing that. I really wish. It's not – Billy, it's not good for you. It's not good for you, Billy.
You're right. It's not. But this is what one of the hosts said. And they weren't including the last two. They were saying in the next 10 years that they think that they're going to win 5 out of the next 10. And that included
Billy, that's proof as to what happens when kids use drugs at young ages. Okay? That's proof as to what happens.
Right. Anyway,
don't
Mark,
use drugs, ladies and gentlemen.
Time, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Billy. I do appreciate it as well. Thank you very much for the kind words. And folks, I'm not an intimidating guy. Okay? I don't hurt flies. You can chime in, you can yell at me, you can reach out. I'm sharing with you what has been my observation here, okay? Because I don't get it. I don't understand it. I have hosted in the territories, like I said, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Georgia, Georgia Tech, UCF, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, LSU, and Houston. I have hosted in those territories. I have always been me. I have always been the style of host that I am now. I have never received the pushback that I've gotten from you, from a percentage of the Clemson fan base. And my grievous offense, you know, my death penalty offense was that I had the gall to say, 2 months from today, Clemson may lose a home game. How dare I? Man. Gosh, I should have known better than to do that. Unbelievable. Wow, what an offensive guy. How could they have hired me here? Unbelievable. All right, coming up next, Diddy is going to join the show to tell us why the Atlanta Braves may just be a World Series contender. My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're offsides, and I appreciate you being so, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Breaking news, the Lakers are continuing to sign dime pieces where they missed out on the crown. They get Avery Bradley, two-year, $9.7 million deal. They've put together a nice little bench there.
It's over. We got Bradley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah, you got Avery Bradley. Thank God, by the way. Thank God Kawhi went elsewhere. Much more on that. But right now, I want to flip the script because, frankly, after the intensity of the first hour and 40 minutes of the show, I need a little bit of a break. And here to provide that break is a good friend, show contributor, Michael Van Ditti. You can follow him on Twitter at
Ditti33, D-I-T-T-I.
D-I-T-T-I-33. Ditti believes that the Braves have a shot to go all the way to the World Series.
Yeah.
Why is that, Ditti?
I mean, I think they've got it set up right now. You obviously have a couple of weeks until the deadline. There's going to be some teams that are going to turn into sellers basically in the next 2 days. Once we get through the All-Star game tomorrow night, you're going to see a lot of these teams decide, all right, time to start rebuilding for the future. And there's going to be starters available. There's going to be bullpen guys available. And that's really the only issue the Braves have. And lately, the last few weeks, it hasn't really been as much of an issue because they've been winning. For the last month, they've won every series but one. The only one they didn't win was the four-game split with the Cubs at Wrigley, one of the better teams in the National League. Right now, they have scored more runs than any team in the National League, and only the Red Sox, the Twins, and the Yankees scored more runs so far this season than the Atlanta Braves. Their offense is perfect right now, as it is. Their run differential has been climbing. As I said, they've been winning every series over the last month except for that one, beating big-time teams like the Phillies, who are their biggest competitor, winning two up in Wrigley. They have to keep going. Obviously, the Dodgers are the big bugaboo in the National League, but there's really no reason to believe that this team can't compete with anybody in the league right now with the way they're playing baseball and the way their offense has just been absolutely clicking, especially over the last month.
So I'm looking at this team right now, and you know there's still questions about the pitching. There's still questions about the bullpen. Craig Kimbrell was out there. Why didn't they go get him?
I think the big issue with Kimbrell was that I'm pretty sure he's still being represented by Boris, but Boris and him wanted the 10 years. They wanted big time numbers of years, and then eventually
what did they get?
They ended up getting only I think two up with the Cubs. But I think at that point it was kind of a make or break time for Craig Kimbrell to even get back on a roster and play baseball again. So he took what he could get, and at that time probably teams like the Braves, the Red Sox, who were probably the two teams that needed him the most, were just done with wanting to deal with it because it was too much of an ask to get a closer who's aging for 5-10 years. That's a huge ask because last that long.
But he, as somebody who hosted in Atlanta when he was the closer there, I can tell you he's a top 10 beloved Brave of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the David Justices, the Terry Pendletons, the Chipper Jones. He is beloved there. Yeah. I don't know if you give the Braves a higher price tag than you do somewhere else, But man, did that seem like a perfect fit. One of their own, need bullpen help. He's out there. You don't bring him in. They do get Dallas Keuchel, but they still have bullpen issues.
Yeah.
Is there anything that leads you to believe that Braves Dodgers in this year's playoffs is different from last year?
Oh, big time. I think this is much more of an experienced Braves team. I think they're far more ready for that spotlight than they were last year. That was a kind of overachieving Braves team last year. A lot of people thought that this was the year they'd start to show up and then maybe next year they'd be a contender, but they've kind of sped that process along, made the playoffs last year, winning the NL East. And I think that was just a team that was a little in over their heads playing against the eventual National League champions. And now they've seen it. They won a game in that series. They were competitive in the games they lost. They have seen it. They've been there, and they have that experience to get even further into the playoffs this year. And bringing in a guy like Donaldson, who has the playoff experience with the years in Toronto and a couple of other guys. I just think that the big thing with the Kimbrel, I think he just didn't fit the mold of what this front office has done to rebuild this franchise. They started in the minor leagues. They rebuilt that farm system, brought up all the young talent, Dansby Swanson, Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna Jr., built the team around that, and then signed some really good journeyman-type key players to fit that roster, like a Nick Markakis, Donaldson, and some of the pitching even as well. And you have a guy, you're Mr. Consistent, and Freddie Freeman, who's always going to give you that 300, 305 batting average. He's going to give you close to, if not over 100 RBIs, 30 home runs, and he's hitting just as he needs to be for this roster to continue to roll. So I kind of like how they've been, and I think they've built themselves into being that contender, and because of that experience, they're ready to at least battle with the Dodgers and at least get to that NLCS if they get to, you know, end up, if they still have the second best record in the National League. They don't play the Dodgers till the NLCS, and it could be different in a 7-game.
I want to mention one thing a listener said. Mm-hmm. Neil Pappas, frequent caller to the show, said that the whole theory of the faster the pitch comes in, the harder, the greater the exit velocity, the greater the distance potential. He says that's been disproven now.
Okay.
What is your take on that? I mean, is it I'm asking you, Diddy, as you are a resident baseball expert here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand the science. I don't know whether it's true or false.
Yeah.
It would seem to make sense that an object going in incredibly fast could also leave incredibly faster than if it didn't. But Neil Pappas says that's been disproven.
Okay.
He said sports science has disproven that.
As far as my 1 year of physics in high school is concerned, and I did get an A, it would seem like you were right that if it's coming in at 100 miles an hour and the guy's swinging the bat at equal force, it would go off at a faster pace, and we do see higher numbers. But, I mean, if sports science has disproved it, and then it just kind of leads itself
I think we have a further investigation merited.
Because the exit velocities are definitely up. So it's got to be something.
So I think this would be a big ask of Lonzo, as we ask him to put his phone down now to answer this question on National Video Games Day. Lonzo just hit the dump button. Put your phone down, Lonzo.
Getting pretty close to having a troublesome call coming up later.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's National Video Games Day. This is a big ask of Lonzo on that particular day. But I will say this. Will you, Lonzo, do you have any interest in the home run derby that's coming up tonight? Does that intrigue you in any way, shape, or form? Honest answer.
I have watched it some in the past. I usually tune in for the final, which unfortunately, when they get to the final, they're pretty tired.
Mm-hmm.
And the first round is usually the best round. But I've also tuned in at times when they just could not get it out of the park at all.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing. It's like coach's pitch in rec league.
So Diddy, you mentioned, Diddy and I brainstormed. Diddy sends some notes about the show every day, some ideas. You mentioned that they've changed a format.
Yeah.
I know so little about it. I didn't realize they changed the format. Here's what would be interesting to me. Okay. In the NBA, the slam dunk contest has lost all its luster, right?
Yeah, it's boring.
I want to see who can dunk the highest in the NBA. I want to do a raise the rim where you maybe put like gym mats underneath the rim. So if somebody gets, stuffed by the rim and they fall backward, they land on gym mats, right? But I really want to see who can dunk the highest. What would the rim be at on the dunk that wins the highest, on the dunk that wins the highest? Would it be 12 feet, 12 and a half, 13 feet? I want to see who can dunk the highest, because I have no idea who would be favored in that. Would it be a tall guy who can jump? Would it be like a guy like a Dwight Howard? Mm-hmm. Would it be a guard that just has insane hops? Would it be Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
Would he win the dunk the highest contest? Would it favor the 7'7 guys? Would it favor the 6'4 guys? I have no idea. I think that would be fascinating to see. Likewise, in Major League Baseball, I just want to see who can hit the furthest home run.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that? Have a guy that just throws meatballs. Diddy, I'm sure you would work beautifully for that.
Yes.
Just get up there, Diddy, and throw meatballs. And what would be the furthest home run that we would see hit? Okay? I want your estimation. Who hits it and how far does it go?
Of anybody playing right now?
Anybody playing right
participants
now.
Participants tonight.
If
okay.
we had a tournament and it's just who hits the furthest home run,
my goodness.
Who would hit it and what would be the distance?
Jeez. I would have to go. I got to go with Josh Bell. He is in the tournament tonight, so it kind of fits. The guy's been hitting the ball just an absolute mile. He put one up on the boat in center field out in Cincinnati a couple weeks ago. I would say he would hit one maybe 505, but you got to make sure you get those special gold home run balls that
I
go
think
further.
McGuire once hit one 583 against Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Do you think 600 feet is humanly possible?
I don't.
You don't think 600
feet is possible?
Not unless
we get them back to the days of those PEDs.
Those PEDs.
Because those PEDs did seem to lend themselves to 500-plus foot homers.
So do they count the roll, or is just where it hits?
No,
supposedly where it hits. And usually, I mean, unless you're at Fenway or Wrigley where you put it out of the whole stadium, it's going to hit and it hit a stand somewhere, and that's where the mark is.
Oh, so if you bounce off the top of a car, you don't get the extra distance.
I don't think
so.
I don't think so. You can't put it on a train and have it go 17 miles or whatever it was, like the Babe Ruth fable. That doesn't
count. But since we're stuck with this particular home run derby, who wins it tonight?
I mean, I think that's a really big toss-up. Unfortunately, the guy who I thought would have won it backed out, and there's a lot of speculation over whether he's actually injured or somebody's saying that maybe he just doesn't want to be a part of this because there's some big boppers and he's the MVP and Kristen Yelich. I'm going to actually go with the guy I just picked for the longest. I think Josh Bell is just a maniac. I think Acuna puts on a really good show as well with the pop he has. But you're going to see the bigger guys kind of come out of this as usual. And you're going to have, I think, a Josh Bell down the stretch. He's an absolute monster at the plate right now.
He is our resident baseball expert, says, watch out, the Braves could very well be a viable World Series contender. Lots to be excited about here as we enter the second half of the season. Home Run Derby coming your way tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Diddy33. Diddy, thanks so much for all you do, brother. Thanks for your show notes, show ideas. Love having you in here with us, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
having me.
All right, you got it. All right, up next, one of Clemson's biggest rivals has a significant problem of its own. I'll give you the five W's on that when the most interactive sports show in South Carolina continues. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. All right. So I mentioned this before the break. There is a rival of Clemson that is having a significant plight of their own. I don't think you have to worry much about Miami. I realized very quickly why they are the ACC's number two. Their non-conference schedule outside of Florida for the U is Bethune-Cookman. Try not to laugh.
It's Bethune.
Bethune-Cookman.
I'm trying to help, man.
I've lived in the area, Alonzo. I've heard it said both ways. Central Michigan and FIU is their non-conference schedule. Then in the ACC, in the All Cupcakes Conference, Miami doesn't play Clemson. And they play no team in the entire conference schedule that is ranked among Phil Steele's top 32. The best opponent they play, not named Florida, is Florida State. And Florida State had a losing record last year. And then there's this. And this makes me wonder, is Clemson good for the rest of the ACC, or is the rest of the ACC so demoralized right now that it's actually hurting the rest of the conference? This on warchant.com, Florida State football season ticket sales facing major swoon in 2019. Florida State's football season ticket, this is from Ira Schoffel. Florida State's football season ticket sales, which have been declining every year since 2014, have slid into a free fall this offseason and will cost the Seminoles' fiscally challenged athletic department several million dollars. According to numbers obtained by warchant.com through a public records request, FSU is in danger of selling less than 25,000 of a possible 40,000 main bowl season tickets. Okay, so 25 out of 40, they're in danger of selling less than 60% of their available season tickets for 2019. Now, these numbers don't include tickets sold in the suites or the Champions Club, although those numbers are tracking downward as well. If FSU finishes with less than 25,000 season tickets sold, that would mean a drop of more than 7,000 season tickets, more than 20% from last season's total, which already was the worst in several years. Now, Mark Ryan, what are you saying? What are they charging for these tickets? $330. Six home games. $330. Are you kidding me? $50 a home game? $55 a home game? You can't afford $55 a home game? You're not interested in paying $330 as an alum? For a season ticket, $330. Folks, look, Clemson fans, you're not out of the woods on this either. You didn't sell out one bloody game last year, okay? But your chief competition is drowning right now. Drowning, absolutely drowning. And where are you right now if you're a Clemson fan? Do you want your chief competition to drown? Or do you wish they would rise to help carry the rest of the ACC? It's an interesting question. The top three at three, presented by Moe's, is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.